I'm a live one. Old Sam had worked hard all of his life on the big cotton plantation. His mother and father had been slaves on this same plantation, but since the Civil War, no one was called a slave anymore. Yet the poor still had to keep on working for the rich. When Sam was younger, he had worked out in the cotton fields. Now he was getting old. His wife had gone to be with Jesus, and all he had to do was look after his master. He was happy, though sometimes life was hard. Sam's life had never been easy. He knew from experience what sadness and sorrow were, but his love for Jesus never changed. He loved Jesus. Jesus loved him. He did his best to help others and tell them about the Lord. Master Jackson was younger than Sam. His life had been easy. He liked old Sam, but he could never understand Sam's faith. Secretly, he wanted to believe in God like Sam did, but it seemed to him that Sam had more problems than he did. One day he asked Sam, "How come, Sam, you're a Christian, and yet you have all these troubles and trials and tribulations? Here, I don't even believe in God, and yet I don't have nearly as many troubles as you do." Sam was silent for a moment. "Well, boss," he finally said, "I guess I have to think for a while before I can answer that one." A few days later, the sound of migrating ducks reminded Master Jackson that it was duck hunting season again. "Let's go, Sam. Get the shotgun ready. We'll have roast duck tonight." Soon Sam and his master were hiding down by a big pond. A flock of ducks circled to land, and suddenly, bang, bang, down fell a few of the ducks, dead or wounded. "Bag the live ones! Bag the live ones! Leave the dead ones lay!" shouted Master Jackson to Sam. He knew that wounded ducks could still get up and fly away if someone didn't grab them quickly. When Sam returned with the ducks in the bag, he looked at his rich master with a big smile on his face. "I think I've got the answer to your question, boss. You see, I'm a live one. The devil is afraid that I'm going to get away, so he tries to bag me first. You're a dead one. He's already got you. He's not a bit worried about you. The devil wants me to stop serving God, so he gives me more trouble." So, children, Christians have many battles, but their rewards are very great. Count your blessings and resist the enemy. He will flee from you. When we get saved, we join God's army and become his soldiers. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. If you keep fighting, you'll keep winning, and you'll be a live one like old Sam.